your word. It become a part of us. It become our lifestyle. It become you, because you say we will act like you, do like you, think like you. We'll be just like little Jesuses. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. We thank you today that we are going to read your word. We are going to study your word continuously. We're going to meditate on it day and night in the name of Jesus. And God, if we do that, you will lead us, guide us, and direct us. You say you will make our way straight, and you will make our plans like your plans in the name of Jesus. You told us in your word, God, you will prepare our way for us even before we get there. You told us you'll make the crooked place straight. Father God, we believe you. We trust you. We depend on you, and we hold on to your word today. You say heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall stand forever. So if we are in your word, meditating on your word, studying and praying your word, we are going to stand too. In Jesus' name, we thank you today, God, that in you there is hope. In Jesus' name. And we give you all the glory today, all the honor and all the praise. We thank you for your joy, God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you that our cup is overflowing with joy today. In Jesus' name. And you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory be to God.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT KQJO.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
You are the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. You sanctioned, you declared, and you decreed. And now, Lord God, because we are here at this appointed and anointed hour, we bless your name, for your name is above all names. You are mighty God, an eternal God, an everlasting God. And for that, we're eternally grateful. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bale, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us this morning, if there be any, and those of you who are watching by internet and those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus
Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of Matthew. Familiar passage of Scripture, the 4th chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through about 11. The Gospel of Matthew, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through about 11. When you found it, say amen.
Amen.
Where we find these words which are recorded. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward in hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into a holy city and sitteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." And Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, "All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thy serve." Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Thank you. You may be seated. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels, plural, came and ministered unto him. I want to get to a topic this morning: staying focused. Staying focused. We are certainly living in unusual times. And today we see how difficult it is as individuals to stay focused. From the moment we rise up in the morning, turn on our television phones, we hear unusual noises from the media. Hardly any time do we ever hear good news anymore. Everything is bad news. My brothers and sisters, many of us find ourselves at times multitasking and going through our daily chores, wondering what in the world is taking place. Our cell phones and the internet have become our lifeline to a global community. And we have become distracted by the things of the world, the constant bickering, the constant fighting, political disunity and unrest. And all of these things cause each and every one of us to lose focus. For the world is consistently trying to distract us from our relationship and from our kinship with the Lord. The world ideology, principles, and all of the things that we see and experiencing today, the world is trying to pull us away from the house of the Lord and from our personal relationship with our Lord, our God, and our King. I want to ask a question, if I can, this morning. Can you think of a time when you were distracted? Maybe it was that doctor's appointment, or maybe it was a job interview, or maybe it was a time where you need to pass or a test, and it was critical that you did pass that test. and the stress and the anxiety was magnified. My brothers and sisters, some of these stresses are man-made. But then there are other times when these stresses can be spiritual. And they can cause us to get off course. The Bible is full of men who, after receiving instruction from the Lord, became distracted. And they began to drift off course. Adam, perfect example, in the book of Genesis, became distracted, and he ate of the forbidden fruit. Cain became distracted due to the jealousy of his brother Abel, and he literally killed him. Elijah became distracted after his greatest task as he ran from Jezebel, who was killing all of God's prophets. Then there was Thomas, who we call doubting, but his name is Thomas, who became distracted as he doubted the resurrection. Unless I see, I will not believe. But there is one man in the Bible who stayed focused, and his name is Jesus. Now, the historical text speaks of Jesus as he is about to begin what is called his earthly ministry. After 30 years, we see him at his appointed time. For scripture states, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Scripture said, then was Jesus led. My brothers and sisters, in order to on the then question, the then word, we need to go back to chapter 3. Verses 13 through 17, where we see, then cometh Jesus to Galilee, to Jordan, unto John, to be baptized of him. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. We see here the then question. As the Holy Spirit speaking of God the Son, we see God, and we see the Messiah, and we see the Lamb who would take away the sin of the world, as God's voice was radiating from heaven, speaking loud, audibly about his Son, Jesus. Nowhere else do we witness, nor do we see an event like this ever happening before, as we see the Holy Trinity all in one place at one time. So let's examine now how Jesus stayed focused. Scripture state, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was after it and hungered. Verse 3 said, now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. How did Satan know Jesus was hungry? Was he watching Jesus from the time of his baptism? And did he know that Jesus was about to begin his earthly ministry? The enemy has a time clock watching all of us. And the day you begin to embrace your personal relationship with the Lord, he's taking account so that he can come after you, pulling you away from what the Lord has sanctioned, declared, and decreed for each and every one of us. The enemy is watching you because he knows that his time is limited, and he knows that he has to do something to try.